Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.
You are listening to the Bowhunter Planet Podcast, Season 6. The podcast is supported by Scent Crusher, Scent Off, Game On, Tinks, Cat Work Truck, Victory Archery, Thorn Broadheads, Shadow Hunter Blinds, Cobra Archery, Burris, HHA Sports and HHA USA, Reveal Cellular Cameras, and Deer Camp Coffee. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Bow Hunter Planet Podcast, your gateway to the wonderful world of archery and bow hunting. Now, your hosts, Tim and Dave.
Hey guys, welcome to the Bow Hunter Planet Podcast. Myself, Tim Mazarana, and Dave Thomas tonight going solo for a long time, man. It's been actually a really long time since we've done just an internal podcast, as we call it here at Bow Hunter Planet. So it should be fun to just kind of talk amongst ourselves tonight. So
you know what, Tim? I love talking to you, but like I don't know if you remember this, but it must have been season 2 or 3 where we focused a lot on interviews.
Yeah.
And majority of our content was interviews, and this year we've already started that way, and I really like that. The last couple months, and then this year. And I like it because, although I love talking to you, I like doing this, but I think it makes more sense to do it like once in a while.
Yeah.
But then, you know, to give updates and, you know, talk to people about whatever we want to talk about. But at the same time, we are, you know, still getting people interview after interview after interview. And it's nice because you're getting just totally different perspectives of the archery industry. You know, you're getting hunters, you're getting business people, you're getting archery companies, you're getting archery shooters, you know, you're just getting such a variety on this show. That's why one of the things I love about our show is just that variety. What Tim and I have done, and you guys might have noticed this and might not have, we've actually taken out the other hosts. So we tried to simplify the show, and we weren't trying to be mean or anything like that. We wanted to keep it very clean and simple, and we wanted to have more room on the screen for other things. So if we wanted to add like a logo, or if we need to add like a video about somebody, it makes more sense for us to take off the other host and then do it that way. Then, so there's room. Otherwise it gets all scrambled and you can't do it. Pretty much.
No, you're for sure. And you're right about the variety thing. I think it's really awesome. You know, the different perspectives of people that we get to bring on. I find it more entertaining, you know, for us. I think it's actually, to be honest with you, easier for us to involve somebody else that we haven't talked to in a while, because conversations that way come a lot easier than, you know, I remember there was a season where we didn't do a lot of interviews. And everything started off great, but it was a struggle to keep coming up with topics. You know, that's when new content, new topics, it was always a hard thing for us to do. But having those interviews and that kind of stuff, a lot of good variety. And, you know, I love Jamie, like you said, love Jamie, love Kevin, love, you know, Chris and Uncle Bob and everybody that was able to join us. I think it was a little bit different too as COVID kind of hit, because I think, you know, being able to, for just you and I to jump on a call becomes a lot easier than, back when we had a dedicated night where everybody went over the studio. That just doesn't happen anymore, and life just kind of gets in the way sometimes. So
yeah,
but you know, we hope you guys are enjoying thus far. What are we, season six now?
Yeah.
So hope you guys are enjoying season six so far. Had some lot of good content. The HHA USA one was really cool. Who do we just talk to? We just talked to Chad from Lundy. Bo Addicts. Really cool Lundy. Guy. Great conversation. You know, love talking to people like that that just like to talk about whatever, man. And that's kind of what we'd like to do ourselves. So.
Yeah, I want to get the guys from I want to get the guys on again from that church, the one up by.
For sure.
Those guys are cool, man. I want to get them back on. And then, you know, just try to get some more people on, more of the pro shops. I want to start talking to pro shops. I'm interested in what is selling to them, you know, like what is actually hot, what is not, you know, and these are some of the things that'd be good conversations to have with them and just kind of understand where in their mind, the bow companies sit as far as rankings and stuff, like the way, you know, based on sales, you know, from their scene in their region. So kind of curious on that. Cause I mean, what is it like for a guy who sells every brand in Michigan compared to a guy who sells every brand in Texas or Florida or California or whatever, like what's the hottest there? Right. Cause I have a feeling like the Western brands do way better in the West. You know what I mean? Yes. Like Bowtech and Hoyt. Yes. I have a feeling they're pretty hot out West. I feel like Prime is hot out West, but I think in Michigan and Ohio, Matthews is a pretty big dominator along with Hoyt. You know, that's the way I feel.
Yeah, some good local special companies too in the Midwest, you know.
Special shout out to Bowtech for sending me this really cool hat, by the way, if you're watching this on video. This hat's sick. I love this hat.
Yeah, cute. You know, I think too, Dave, that like as we start to build up the relationships with the dealers and all that kind of stuff, it would be really cool once we have a nice set of dealers that we can talk to do kind of like either a survey or like a dealer choice awards in regards to, you know, the dealers and the way that they're thinking with the industry. So I think that'd be kind of a really cool idea to take a look at it in the future for us. So
I'd like to do a best host award this year.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of hosts that do different shows and that it would be a pretty broad, you know, voting. Cause there's a lot of us hosts, right? We could do best show host and best podcast hosts. Maybe we'll win that award. Maybe we'll beat working class.
Maybe you will. I don't know. We'll see.
No. We'd be a team. It'd be
10. So Bow Hunter Planet in general. Okay. I got
you. Yeah. Well, we'll have the podcast award, right? For podcasts, but I'm talking about just the hosts themselves. Like, cause like some people might say like, oh, well, I love the Working Class Bow Hunter podcast, but I would love Dave to be on that show. You know what I mean? Like, or Tim and Dave to be on that show, you know, cause I like their topics better or whatever. Right. I'm just,
I was actually surprised that we even made our own list, to be quite honest with you. And the choice awards that we have, that was,
I'm happy with that. So. I'm very happy. People,
I was very happy with that.
We're doing a good job. And, you know, coming third was a big deal for us. I mean, that was,
It is. And I think, you know, what I've heard a lot lately too, and is that, when we talk to some of the companies that we talk to, that they've noticed us, right? Yeah. They make the comments about how they see our stuff. They see our videos. They see our podcast. They recognize the growth that we've had. I mean, even talking to Chad, I mean, it was, it took me back for a minute when he was talking about how he remembers back in 2010 when his daughter was born, when we like just started watching our videos. How cool is that? You know, that's really, I mean, that's really something, to be honest with you. It's something to be proud of for sure.
It's funny, Tim, too, like, cause sometimes I'll be looking for a video to cut it into a new video just to, you know, have something from an old video, whether it's a clip or just to make fun of myself on something. But the thing that's interesting is some of the videos like had a lot more views than I ever thought. Cause a lot of times we're done with the video. Like I don't always go back and look at comments. There's just no time for that. Once I finish a video and it's posted, I'm literally on to the next video. And to look back, sometimes I look back just to see if there's an error. Cause people call you out instantly. Oh, the sound's terrible or whatever. And you'll try to, if you can fix it, you'll fix it, you know, but if you can't, you just can't. I mean, it is what it is.
Sometimes it's user error in their computer too. You know, you never,
Yeah. Oh, well, that was the one thing. That audio issue we had for years was weird, man. That was so messed up. But anyway.
Yeah, they had to do it like some mono versus stereo something or other. It was very strange.
Everybody's individual system, which is so messed up when you think about it. But so anyway, so just some news, I guess, too, we'll talk about today. And I want to talk about just what's going on for the shows. And so the podcast is no different. We're going to continue on season six, kind of like we did last year, mostly mobile, the way you see it. Tim and I are actually meeting in person in a couple of weeks, so we might do an in studio podcast. I don't know how yet. The problem is this system, although the audio is not as good, like if we sat down and used our good audio equipment like we do at shows, it's very, very clear, right? So for you guys listening on wherever you get your podcast audio, this is definitely not as clear as if we use our sit down studio stuff. We understand that. The problem is we have a very high growth rate on our video audio podcast as well. So on YouTube, people watch this show on video and, or they just turn it on, listen to it and shut off their phone and can hear it. But so we have to film it. And the problem we're having is that the studio is a lot of work to film this. You have to have like multiple cameras and those all have to be edited together every single time. Whereas like what we're using here, this is one file and it's got both our faces. You can see both of us talking. There's no issue of like cutting to the right guy. And so we tried to do this, you know, back in the day, season three, maybe we bought a ton of equipment. We paid.
We had somebody working the camera, someone working the audio.
An engineer just to hit buttons and change the camera angles. It was crazy, man.
Yeah. Well, and I think technology has really helped in that factor. I mean, I think season three, season two, season one, definitely this technology that we're on right now, I don't think really existed back then in the capacity that it does now. You know what I mean? Nope. It was really, and I hate to say it, but it's one of the good things that came out of COVID, all the video conferencing, being able to work remote and all that kind of stuff really allowed us to be able to do that stuff. So
the other thing is that's interesting that you can get away with that people don't realize that you easily could is, if we both green screened our background, we could actually look like we're sitting in that studio.
You got to get really the angle right and everything like that, but you're not wrong. Yeah.
You could take a video camera and you could film that angle with nobody sitting there and literally put ourselves in those two seats that looks like we're in that room. That's what's funny to me. If you really wanted to, like if you wanted to get crazy, but I know our audience doesn't give a crap, so it's not worth the energy. It doesn't matter where we're at as long as we're
Let's not be fake about it either, though, is my theory. I want to show off my house plant. You know, it's
we're gonna buy Tim a logo for
my beta tank. You know,
Tim will have a nice logo right there on the wall coming up.
Yeah, we're gonna do some upgrades here, but this is my normal office for like work, you know, outside of Bowhunter Planet. So it is I'm here all day and you know, I got to have the fresh air putting out by the, eating up my CO2 for my houseplant. So,
yeah, there you go. So getting back to the series stuff, guys. So I'm working on two different series as we speak. And so what we're doing is, I'm working on a classic series, which some of you have already probably seen the videos on YouTube and, TikTok and Instagram. And what that is I'm buying or acquiring old bows in all ways and shape or form. People are donating them to me. People are donating to me and then wanting me to donate them to a military outfit like Folds of Honor. So I had one just come in now. He said, "Hey, I'll give it to you for free. Just, you know, when you're done with it, please donate it to a military thing." So I said, "No problem. We know just the right people." I've been buying them on eBay for up towards of $600. I've been giving people store credit through BHP's online store, which you can get hats, you can get bows and different things, whatever you need. So if you have an old bow and you're interested in that, just make sure you get a hold of us and let me know. But I'm looking for anything from like 1988 all the way to 2013. So huge variety, but you know
I think it's a really cool concept, man. It is a cool concept. You know,
no one's doing it and it's fun.
Nobody's doing it, number one. But the other thing is we always talk about heritage, right? We always talk about, you know, keeping this around forever, getting our kids involved and getting other kids involved and just growing the industry as a whole. And because the heritage is really important when it comes to the hunting industry. And I think rightfully so. It is nice to look back at where we came from, so that we can see what our heritage was. And because people don't realize it, somebody that's coming into the industry now, they're looking at the technology and the compound bowls. It's amazing technology. It really is. I mean, the concepts that they could, the design, everything, the materials that they're using, everything is just so state of the art now. When you look back 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, they didn't look anything like that. They didn't act anything like that. They didn't shoot anywhere near how they shoot today in regards to comfort and speed and grip and all of that kind of stuff. So it is really quite, kind of cool to see the heritage out of all that.
Yeah.
What's been your surprise bow so far? So out of the ones that you acquired, I know you probably haven't gotten through all of them yet, but has there been a bow that has surprised you?
In the classics, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Z7 Magnum, that bow is amazing. It shot so good. And I remember thinking, and I even said in the video, like, I could compare this bow to a 2022 bow, no problem.
Really?
Hands down. Like, I was like, dude, this thing's smooth, fast, hard hitting. It's narrow because it's a single limb design. It's not dual. It's not dual limbs, you know, split limb. It's not split limb. It's actually the APA style, what APA has with just the two limbs. So, I mean, although it's a 2009, right in there somewhere, 2011, it, you know, if I was Matthews, I'd bring that bow back. I mean, there's no doubt about it in my mind.
I remember like, when that bow first came out, we were so excited to shoot it originally. I mean, that was like, it was a milestone for us to get a Matthews E7, number one, but number two, I mean, it was just a great bow to shoot.
Yeah, no, for sure. I you know, like I said, you know, looking back at that video, I'm happy I was able to redo it. I'm actually going to keep that bow because we paid about $450 for it. It wasn't cheap, but which is crazy to think that people are still selling those things for $500. And I was trying to get a Creed and a Helium and a NOCAM. Those are the kind of, I already did these videos before, but I was like, you know, it'd be nice to redo them. But all those bows are like $500. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, this is an old bow now. It's not like it's not even, and I get it, you know, I get
they
it.
They still work. They can still kill. Yep, I get it too. Just,
it's not what I want to spend. You know, I was hoping to spend like for this project, you know, anywhere from $50 for a bow to the max I really wanted to go is like $400. And now, you know, trying to get my hands on these things has been really of a hassle. It just a lot harder than I thought, you know, and like there's trade. I tried to do trades, you know, like one guy wanted to trade a bow for a bow. And I'm like, this is perfect. Let's do it. You know? But then I was telling you earlier, like I think he got scared thinking I'm trying to rip him off or something. It was really weird. Yeah. And he's got the bow I really want. That's what sucks the most. Now he's not replying to me anymore. I'm like, dude, I need this bow. It's like a Bowtech Admiral or something. I mean, it is so cool. And it's like, it would have been perfect for the show. It had those big holes, those big gaps through it. Like, I just really wanted to show that one off.
Yeah, like the pockets, you mean?
Yeah, like huge pockets.
That's awesome. So have you like some of the bows, and I you probably haven't gotten a lot because we're looking at some of the older models before BHP even started, but on some of the ones that we have acquired that we used to have you like reviewed the old videos that we did before you shot it?
That's a good
like the Z7 question. For example,
I did put the Z7 clips in this one laughing, but I didn't really rewatch the whole thing. I can't watch it, dude. I can't watch myself like that. This is terrible.
I was wondering. It is hard to watch yourself, especially when it was like 10 years old, you know. Yeah. I cringe when I hear the audio in some of our old, I mean, the technology has just changed. It's become a lot better. We've been able to produce better stuff because of the technology that's out there. But the logo design that we had back then and all that, I mean, you look at it going, oh my gosh, I forgot about all this stuff. It's pretty cool. It's
the logo with the horns. Whatever. You know what? Everybody's got to start somewhere.
That's right, man. No, that's right. It's been a good road, so. But yeah, no, so we got the classic series. Did you mention the Pro Shop series yet?
Not yet.
Well,
we talked
about what's going on with the Pro Shop series,
Dave? Pro Shop series, the concept's pretty simple. I started looking at, you know, bow companies will send us bows every year. They don't send us every bow. They send us like maybe one bow, maybe two bows, maybe four bows, depending on each company's different. But they don't send us like anything, you know, like Bear Archery sends us a lot of bows. They send us like the whole gauntlet. So you could, you guys get to see different price points, which I love because I want to show you guys the different price points. I don't think you should always be buying a $1,700 bow. You know what I mean? Like, right, there's a lot of options. So I thought, man, it'd be cool if I could come up with a way to get more bows to do, but also promote pro shops a little bit somehow, like put a mix to this. So I came up with a pro shop series, which is going to basically be like, hey guys, welcome to the show today. You know, today we're looking at the Prime Inline One, and this bow video is brought to you by Beyond the Ears Pro Shop. And about Beyond the Ears, here's a quick promo about them. And it's got like up to a 30-second to 1-minute clip of them. Like, they can do anything they want. They can give me a video to just, they, you know, they promote it. They can give me photos and I just talk something over the top. It doesn't matter, right? That 30-second to 1 minute is all about them and why people should go to them. Or, you know, just even here's what we do at our shop.
Where they are. Yeah, where they are and what their website is.
We're located. Right? This is what we do.
How do you find this,
right? So then, and then that comes out, and then I go into the video and do the normal bow review. See, at the end, we thank that pro shop and we link right to the pro shop at the bottom, what it's going to be like, where to get it. You know, some, you can't sell everything online, but at least they could try to call and maybe do an order or some way of getting that bow from them, whatever, you know? So
I think that's awesome idea, man. Awesome idea, because the pro shops, they're a big part of this industry. They really are
huge.
There's certain bows that are manufactured that are only sold at pro shops. You can't get them anywhere else. And not only that, you need your pro shop, whether it's, you know, tuning your bow, changing your strings out, regular maintenance, whether you just want to go and see what's out there to shoot, you wouldn't be able to do that with the pro shop. So I think it's I love the idea of being able to highlight that part of the industry, because I don't think they get enough exposure for what they actually provide.
They get nothing. Either they're right, doing their own videos, like some of the ones we're going to have on the podcast coming up, which I love to talk to, or they get basically zero. You know, maybe once in a while they're in some sort of video, but they're not really like promoted about them,
right,
specifically. So I really wanted to have these pieces where people could understand and learn. And the other thing I was talking to you about is I want to get a way to rush these people, or crowdfunding, or whatever you call it. What did we call it earlier? Raiding. People will go to these guys and buy something, right? Like, whether you have to call them and put an order or do it online or whatever, just buy something, right? Just to help these pro shops continue to grow and have money coming in. So those are kinds of things I think we need to try, you know?
I love it, man. Bringing the community together. And that's what we've always been about. So it's not just bow companies. It's not just podcasts and what we do. I mean, there's a lot of people involved in this industry that.
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.
The industry wouldn't be here, you know, if it wasn't for the pro shops and having them put the bows in your hands to shoot and try out and see what you like, what you don't like. And that's one thing that we say in all of our videos, right? Is that you have to go to your pro shop. You have to shoot it, you know, check it out at least, you know, and see what you like and what you don't like. If you're just shopping online visually, that's great. But what you're reading and what you're seeing versus what you actually hold in your hand, you might decide in a completely different direction of what type of bow that you want when you actually go and hold it in your hand and you're able to shoot it. So
I feel like that happens all the time, you know, like a good example is pistols. like I purposely, so we were trying to get Gun Hunter Planet going. I don't know where it's going to go. It's a lot of work to start from scratch something, guys, just so you know. But so we started this idea and I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go buy some pistols, right? So first thing I did is I start watching YouTube videos like our test lab.
I think guns. the ATF is coming after you for
probably. So I started, and I, if anybody knows me, I like to really jump into these things. So I watch all these videos. There's all these huge YouTubers, millions of followers. And they're like, oh, this gun's sweet, blah, 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 and all this stuff. So I go to the store to get it. And I'm like, put my hand out. I'm like, whoa, that's not what I was thinking. You know, like, that doesn't even fit me right. I end up buying one just based on that because I was like, oh, this guy says it's awesome. It's got to be cool. And it wasn't too expensive. I bought it, hated it. I'm like, this thing's terrible. So I learned a lot from that, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I don't push people in these videos to go buy this or buy that, or this sucks because of this or whatever. I mean, that's so subjective, and there's no reason for anybody to badmouth any of these companies because they're doing such a great job. Honestly, why would I badmouth them on a grip that I don't like just because I don't like it when you could love it? I mean, you can't. 100%. There's guys are doing that. Go ahead, go for it. But it doesn't even make sense. Like there's videos where guys are doing speed videos. They're getting like 10 feet slower than us and all this stuff. And it's like, I don't know how you're doing it compared to me, but does it really matter? Like if the bow's fast, it's fast. Like, you know what right. I mean? Like, I don't know.
We do it the right way too. I mean, if you watch our stuff, we're not trying to hide anything. Here's the thing about us. We don't try to flower up our videos. You know, we don't try to puff them up in a way that they aren't. It is what it is. But one thing that you won't see us do is badmouth companies because
it's not going to happen.
It's not. It's just not. I mean, like I'm not going to say just because we might not like it does not mean by any means that you won't like it. Right.
I'm not going to start problems. I'm not the guy that's going to be, this bow's 10 feet slower for what they said. Oh, they're liars. I'm not doing that. Like, how do I know what they did?
Maybe we know what we're doing. Yeah, we know
what we're doing. I'm not going to get involved in that crap. Like, that's not what I'm doing. So, I mean, I'm just going to show it like it is. And I'm, you know, if it's not that great, it's not that great. I'm not going to be like, hey, just remember, it's not that great. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you can see it and you decide for yourself as a consumer. If they say 350 and I'm getting 330, hey, take it the way you want it, right? Yeah. You want to believe?
Now, being said, we do give a lot of feedback, Dave, and really I'm talking about you. You do give a lot of feedback to the bow companies, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, they will call you, you'll get the bow, and you'll let them know, hey,
yeah, this is great,
but X, Y, and Z maybe could make it a little bit better.
I want to be clear that we're not here to ruin a bow company's, you know, prestige or anything. I'm not here to ruin a bow company. I'm not going to just launch anything. If they send me a bow and that bow's rated at 350 and it's coming at 300, I'm going to call them and say, hey, just so you know, the bow's at 300. Are you okay with this video going? Because the reason I'm asking is there something wrong with this bow? Like, right. Is this not what it's supposed to be? And it does happen. And it happens because our bows are prototypes. They come, we get the first batch. So there is absolutely a risk that the bow will not be the performing exactly like a production bow. So that happened this year with the Bowtech bow. A bow came in, it was shooting too slow. It was like, and I told them, I said, here's the speeds I got. And they're like, that don't seem right. Let us look into it. Okay, there's a mod issue. They sent me the new mod. It's within 6 feet per second. Fine, good, we're done. Everybody's crazy. Happy.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
You know, so it just happens. There's nothing anybody can do. You're going to have some issues here and there. It's just how it is. You know, I mean, firm believer in friendships and getting to know people. I'm not going to throw people under the bus, and you know, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm not here to ridicule people, or you know, if they have an issue, I'm not going to call them out on it. If it's you know what I mean, if they're fixing it, it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, if they're addressing the issue, that's really what matters, man. And I don't know of a company out there that doesn't, to be honest with you. I mean, they're all pretty responsive but what's kind of cool about the industry too, is they're all respectful of each other as well. You know, all the different podcasts, we talked about all the different interviews we have. We talk to all the different all the different bow companies on our podcast. We go live with some, we don't with others. We talk, you know, a bunch of different people. And I don't remember a single time where somebody got on our podcast, either recording or not recording, where they bashed another company. I've never heard. Yeah. You know, they're all in it for the industry. We're all in it to build the community. And you know, that's what we're looking to.
Yep. No, I agree. Yep. It's the, you know, like I said, the videos are cool. You get to see the bow up front, get a feel of the sound, get a feel of what it looks like. You know, I mean, it's just what it's all about. It's just, you know, you're going to go buy something, you're going to research it. You know, I mean, it's just the way it works.
Yep.
And, hey.
So speaking of though, we are going to have to, we're going to have to get a little bit more serious about getting the Choice Awards out this year. I think we're going to launch that sooner than what we did last year, because we were pretty much already set up to kind of regenerate what we did last year and get it out there. But I'm looking forward to that again. That was a really fun thing to see the number of responses that we had, kind of who won in what category. Some were surprises, some were not surprises. But I can't wait to get that out here in the coming months as well. I'm hoping to get that out by hopefully April this year, so we can have a good long run of people submitting their responses back to us. So
I was thinking, Tim, this year for that, like, you know, we should look at, like, it might be nice just to have an acrylic award that's got that logo in the middle. You know,
yeah,
I just like them all to be the same.
Yeah,
I want all the awards to be the same. The only difference is I want them to have different labels at the bottom. Like, one, they're all Golden Arrow awards, so it doesn't change anything. The only change at the bottom is what it's for, you know. So I think that would be the way to do
except for the Dave's Golden Grip Award. That one still must be unique. The praying hands.
I already know who's getting it this year. I'm not gonna say, but I already got it. I already got that one figured out. There's a couple new grips this year, but there's one.
I think I know who you would say, and I'm not gonna say it, but I think it's a company that maybe allows you to switch the grip out. Am I in the right direction?
I'm not saying anything. Remember, it's got to be a grip from this year, not from last year.
Oh, okay, that does change it. All right. So,
anyway, well, but yeah, so we should,
that one for sure.
We also, if you guys have comments on which categories to add, please let us know. I do think we should add some. There's companies that I think would love to have been involved that weren't. Like, I don't know if we had Quiver. We didn't have some things like tree stands or something, but I know they wanted to be. So I think this year we need to add a few more categories. And if you guys want to crowdfund and give us some money for awards, let us know.
Please do. Hit that like, share, so we can just monetize our videos. I don't know.
Yeah, let's try to monetize the money.
We'll take that too, for sure. Yeah. So no, that's good, man. I know, like, you know, I was just thinking too. I mean, there's the whole apparel side, which we do have in our awards, where we talk about camos and that kind of stuff, but we don't talk about, like, just normal everyday wear. Like, which company has normal everyday, like we were just talking about Chad at Bow Addicts, right? Like, that type of apparel would be kind of cool as a category potentially too.
So Tim, I would like to do this. This is going to be a little expensive and it's a little bit crazy. I know what you're thinking, but I have a reason for it. I think you're going to like what I'm saying. I think you need to create an award this year. Okay. Last year we rushed, so we weren't ready. We created just some generic awards, but I think this year you should create a custom award. Okay. I think you should create the awards, and I think you should create last year's awards again and send the new one out, so they're all identical. So if you win 3 Golden Arrow awards, they all look like they're Emmy awards, right? They're the same every year. I just think that would be more professional looking, and it would be more in sync.
I love the idea. I love the idea. I'll have to run the numbers. The numbers are going to have to make sense.
Well, we don't know what they cost yet. You haven't created them yet.
But hey, when you create it, anybody out there watching, because we know we have a lot of people over a lot of industries that, like, their day jobs and stuff. If you guys do awards like that, like actual acrylic, let us know, man. We'd love to we'd love to touch base and see, you know, if there's
a deal figured out what to do with
that, that'd be amazing. So
yeah, very, that's still cool a stuff. Question for us. So that would be really helpful to know where to
go. Absolutely, really helpful.
Trying to figure that out. And I think I have an idea in my mind what I think it should look like to like, you know, easy. And again, because we are talking about it's going to be too hard to be a custom arrow or something. I think it makes more sense to do something like you said originally.
I'm thinking round with the Golden Arrow logo in the middle.
I was thinking like this, the diamond.
A triangle. Nice lines. Logo.
And then the gold BHP logo underneath or something.
You know what would be cool? This would be cool. Is if we can get a Golden Arrow, like, metal medallion, right? Like a coin looking thing. And have that inside the acrylic instead of, like, it etched in the acrylic. I wonder if they can take that and then like dip it in acrylic so that the coin's kind of like floating inside. So I'll have to look into that. But hey, that's just an idea off the top of my head.
So, I mean, the ones I'm looking at here are like way too much money, but these things get expensive, man. One's 90 bucks for one. That's the thing. It has to be something that's simple and not too expensive. You know, I don't mind 20, 30 bucks an award's fine, but you know, it's gotta be something affordable, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and it's gotta be, I don't want it to be too tiny either. You know, it's gotta be something that.
No, man, we want that thing popping on the shelf when we have them on the podcast after we ship them out. And you know, I want to see that thing on the shelf glow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
It's a big deal.
I was going to tell you that, you know, I don't know. Oh, this is actually cool. I think you're going to like this, but I don't think we talked about it, but a lot of the companies promoted that when they won, like a lot.
I was
blown away by the amount of companies who actually posted stuff about it. I was like, wow, I didn't think they were going to share it, you know, but they did. So it got a lot of attention, man. So I mean, it's only going to get more attention this year. They're going to really go for it this year. But I just found this. What do you think of this one? That's kind of cool.
That's kind of exactly what I was thinking. Yep.
The only thing I don't like about the coin, Tim, is that what does it have to do with an arrow? That's the only thing I don't like.
Well, here's what I was thinking. So we got to play around the design a little bit, okay? And if we can get that golden arrow award design in the metal, but then also make it look like a target, you know, like those cool round targets,
I think that
would be really cool. That's kind of the design I was looking for.
Yeah, I'll show you the one I liked actually right up here, but it's really expensive, like this one.
Number one daddy. Oh yeah, that is cool.
It's just big, you know, it's like a big nice award, but 60 bucks a pop. Wow.
Yeah. Listen, I love you guys, but we don't make money at the award part of it. So
no, we don't make anything on this. It's all just a cost for us.
This is just us giving back. Kind of like the Christmas show that we do.
That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, and it's kind of funny because a lot of stuff that we do, I mean, we don't do it for money. We do it just to give content and get stuff away. Like the Christmas show that we do every year, we don't make a dime off of that. That costs us more money than anything else, but we just love to do it.
We like to spend money on people. It's fun.
We do.
Why not, right?
Oh, there we go. We got it. What about that? Go back. Right there. The championship belt.
Oh my gosh, dude, that would be sick. If we could come up with a belt for the Bow of the Year company
that they have to trade,
and you put awesome. The you put the name on there in the year.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
I'm loving this.
I think we should do that, Tim. Like, we should create a belt or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Like, that is, it's a shareable
thing. All right. So now my wheels are turning. I think maybe we need to rename the award, just the awards as a whole, based on that we have to call, instead of Golden Arrow, we got to call it the Knockout Awards, the Bow Hunter Planet Knockout Awards.
I love it. I do think we need some sort of shareable, like a Stanley Cup thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a big one, like at least this tall, you know.
I like it.
Like double this, you know, and like in every year, whoever wins, it gets etched in there, and they can hold it up and take pictures with it at their facility.
I like it. I do.
People in their facility can take it home for a night, like all the big wigs, and take pictures with kids and stuff, and promote it. And then at a certain date, it has to come back. And what we could do is make them like hold a credit card or something, you know, if we have to replicate or buy another one or something from them. Like, yes, you guys can have it for photos. Yeah. You want it, you can have photos. You got to give me a credit card just to hold it, right? And I'll ship it to you. And then you can keep it for a month, right? And then it has to come back. And if it doesn't come back, I have to buy another one. I use your credit card. You know what I mean?
I'm digging this. I'm digging this idea, man.
That would be sick. But what's it got to be for? It's got to be for something big. We can't
forget the podcast. Forget everything. Oh, shoot. We need that to actually buy this stuff. I'm loving this award thing now. I really am.
I think we should ask the industry people and the industry for donations for the award ceremonies.
I mean, it's
not a bad idea. Some companies would probably donate a couple $100. You know what I mean? It's not a bad idea. Same with the Christmas event. Well, actually, Deer Camp Coffee hooked us up this year, a little bit of money for the Christmas event. Not a lot, but a little bit to help pay for some of those intro videos.
You know, that's not a bad idea either, though. Is, you know, we do the Christmas event. It would be kind of cool to maybe even think about doing a live event for the awards, where we can just go live and announce everything all at once. And as you know, as people share it out there, we can get the excitement going and that kind of thing. That might be something that we could actually do on location at Deer Camp Coffee, potentially. So
it's potentially there.
Yeah.
We kind of did that this year, didn't we? I thought we did a podcast live episode. It wasn't live though, I don't think.
I don't think it was live. Yeah, I don't think it was live.
Yeah, we could stage it, dude. We could do it at our studio. I mean, if Kevin's good with it, we could do it there and say, you know, hey, welcome. It'd be fun to do it like a real awards event. Like
we could have Stone Cold Jamie Austin coming in with the belt. Oh my God. Yes. This is going to be great.
We could provide all the companies a shareable link and say, hey, you know, you're in for this. You know, if you win, it'd be kind of cool. If you're on, you can come on then. We can have you like patch you in.
That would be awesome.
We could patch you into the event to give a speech.
Well, and we'll know. Yeah. I mean, we'll actually kind of know too, right, at that point, because when we did the podcast, at least we shipped them all the awards and then we had them on the podcast.
Oh, we're going to know who won. Right. What I'm saying is, does it? So you're saying that we don't tell them who won, but we tell the company who won, they won.
Yeah. So we know that they're going to come on and give a speech. Right.
A bad idea. I kind of like it.
That'd be really cool. At least for some of the top awards, you know, and especially would be really cool is if we could get the kind of like the podcast ones, the ones with the personalities, you know, the people with the ones that are like the shows and the hosts and those types of awards where they're used to giving speeches and going on camera and all that kind of stuff. Those would be really fun ones. Could you imagine if we got Ted Nugent on there?
I like what I'm hearing. I like making an event because I think it's fun. Like I think of it like when I watch TV and I see those awards for TV Hollywood people, or even like Sportsman Channel used to do awards, the Moose Awards, whatever. And I never actually seen them, but like that kind of thing would be kind of cool. And I think it'd be cool kinda to like broadcast it.
The ESPN ESPYs, we can call it the Archies.
it'd be cool to broadcast it like they do that, where you have a host who's wearing different clothes every time he cuts back to him, you know.
Yes.
Like you I'm standing in front of the BHP sign, and I'm standing behind the studio sign, and I'm standing in the office, and you like keep cutting back after you go to commercials and all
we
this
start crap. Live, you know, this really built up intro, me walking in with the camera getting ready to do this hosting. That'd be awesome.
So cool. That'd be so fun, man, to try to do probably, it. I don't know if people pull it off.
Probably not going to happen, but it's a great idea.
I think the live thing could happen. I think the getting the live too thing detail I think with could be a little bit hard, but just having a live event that, you know, you could do, you know, I don't think it'd be that hard to do, you know, patching people in and all that. I think you just need a big screen TV, a nice camera.
Well, we did it with Be Live.
Oh, yeah, we can easily do it with Be Live. Yeah, we just need a host. Yeah. We need someone to like do the buttons while everybody, while someone's talking or two of us are talking or whatever, you know, that's all.
Yep. I like it.
All right, guys, we're up for so.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, this is so now everybody's getting a little preview of what actually goes on behind the scenes. When we're throwing out ideas and brainstorming about stuff. So
we're also doing some work coming up with Bretton Arms. It's kind of exciting.
Very exciting.
So we're going to help them guys with some media and get them going off the ground on their YouTube and stuff. And John will be on to talk about the brand soon. We try to get him on tonight for you guys. He couldn't make it, but lot to talk about there. These guys make hunting AR rifles and
top of the line.
Yeah. Hunting I got rifles. To hold a couple last weekend. I went to their studio to see it and everything. And it was pretty impressive. And they, it's going to be nice to work on that project. I'm really excited about it. I think you're going to see from us, you'll see a lot of content coming out. It won't be on our network because we're obviously mostly bow hunting. So we're not going to show a ton of that on ours, but who knows? Maybe Brenton will sponsor this podcast or something, which is totally fine by me as long as I have to show a lot of those on here. So I don't have to worry about getting in trouble, but either way.
Right. Thanks Facebook. Thanks YouTube for your gun algorithms. I'm blaming on you guys for
sure. I don't want to get labeled in that category. I mean, it's bad enough what they do to hunting, period. So
we were in the doghouse for like years.
Oh, dude, from knives, just ridiculous. From showing a knife.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I like, maybe we shouldn't have any knife sponsors anymore because that's like scary what they can.
Yeah, we really don't anymore, kind of because of that, because it's not like we want to be able to give back to the companies, but when we can't show your product off, because really we hard. Can't show anybody else's product after that because they just ban us from that crap. It's, you know,
yeah. Anyway, all we can really do is show a logo, and that's you it. Know, you get to hear a name you never heard, and you start researching it, and hey, that's what they want, right? Go see them.
No doubt.
All right, Tim, we're doing a belt. We got to figure that out. Some sort of belt. We're doing a new award. We're going to talk about backtracking the awards to get the yes! same awards. So they look the same. And then we are giving away a haul of our inventory bows to these people.
It's done. Giving listening it all to the away.
Show right now. Who's listening giving right it all now? Away. Who wants it?
Yep. No. Call us up right now and we'll give it away.
Call Tim's number, 586.
No!
All right, we'll see you guys next time on the show. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon here with some more content every Thursday. See you guys.
The Bowhunter Planet podcast would like to thank our outdoor partners for their support. It's because of these companies we can keep this show educating, entertaining, and growing the archery heritage. Please check out these partners' links in the description of this podcast.
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.